Not today, sorry.
You can't?
No.
How come? What's more important? What's more important than Jesus shed blood? Well, what would possibly be more important? College education? Where's that going to lead you in eternity? We don't belong to any church system. We don't belong to any man-made organization. We belong to Christ. The churches and the culture and the colleges are not of Christ. And we've been here. We had a really good day, except that young black guy right there, man, I thought he was going to punch me. He got really upset. Fleshly man, claiming Jesus, wearing a crucifix, getting all fleshly like he was going to punch me or whatever. You don't look like that type. I could tell he was a fleshly man. But do you go to a church system?
I do.
Can I ask you which one?
St. John the Baptist.
Yeah, St. John, Catholic?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Catholic Church, you would love this. On the front of don'tperish.com, I ran into a Catholic priest yesterday, talked to him in the parking lot of a McDonald's, and ended up giving him a loving rebuke because the Catholics teach a lot of lies. And I actually have an article right on that. You can find it. We take you to the catechism, and we take you to the Word of God. And you'll see that priest say, no, the Word of God should not contradict their traditions. Their traditions should contradict the Word of God. When I take you to the catechism, I show you where they directly do. The Bible doesn't teach you to pray to Mary. The Bible doesn't teach you that men forgive your sins. The Bible doesn't teach you, ready, that Jesus is literally in the bread and the wine. This is a man-made tradition. This is not the Scripture. If you spiritually discern it, the shed blood of Jesus, I'm preaching the gospel to you. By repentance, you can be made new. When you get a new heart, guess what God does? He opens your eyes to truth and knowledge, and you begin to see what you've never seen. Right now, if you're not born again, you're living in like a cloud. You're living not seeing through glasses that are clear. When you're born again, the Holy Spirit illuminates you, and you go, whoa, I've never seen this before. And you start hearing things that they teach you, and you go, where's that in Scripture? Not in Scripture. You're probably born in the Catholic faith, and most people are born into something. They just keep following it. I would challenge you to test it. Our website is designed to help people for free. We don't want you to follow us. We don't want nothing from you, but to open the Bible, come out of Catholicism, the biggest business in the world. It hides it. The popes have admitted they have hid and defended pedophiles. This is admitted. This is not of God. There's no prayer to Mary. The Pope is not the vicar of Christ on earth. Can I prove it to you? 1 Peter 5. They'll tell you Peter's the first Pope. You know what the Bible says Peter was by his own words? Have you ever read it?
No.
Peter says, I'm a fellow elder. What it says. When Jesus, in Matthew 16, said, upon this rock I will build my body, my ecclesia, church. Yeah. He wasn't talking about Peter. Petros, pebble. Peter means pebble. Guess what? Petra. Rock. Guess who's the rock in the Old Testament? Guess who's the rock in the New Testament? Jesus Christ. So test yourself, young man. You must be born again. You must come out of the Roman Catholic faith. You'll lose your family, friends. But Jesus said you must lose everything to follow him. Yep. And the last thing, Matthew 7, Jesus said, few there be that find eternal life. Look around your church. Look around this college campus. Look around the culture. Few are going to find eternal life. And that word few, you're here to learn knowledge. Few means puny. A puny number of people are actually going to enter. We've lost our whole lives to follow Christ, and that because of his shed blood, it gives us the eligibility to enter in. Unless you lose your life, you're not going to enter in. This is Satan's kingdom. The culture and college is Satan's kingdom. Walk and enter the kingdom of God through Christ.
All right, thank you, sir.
My email's on
there.
Perfect. I'd love to hear from you. Check out that video with that priest and the links to it. Love you, neighbor. You know the path to eternal life?
Yep.
Would you like to share it? What's more important than eternal life, young man? Check out don'tperish.com, the narrow way.